This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We check in every Tuesday, and this is the final Greg Palm. No, we're getting close to the final Greg Palm before the official playoff rankings are released by the committee. But Greg has a system, and for people who are new to this, he's going to take the wins that each team has, plus the wins against the teams they beat, plus the wins against the teams that they beat. That is your system, yes?
Correct. And then the same principle applies for the loss. You just subtract those. So we get weighted games above 500.
Okay. Right. It's a little nerdy, but yep. It's Greg's system. It's what he does. Let's go through it.
It's your second cousin that they're looking for.
So as we are getting into November, let's remind ourselves that the magic number is 10-2 to get you a shot at making the playoff. Remember, Miami last year was 10-2, didn't get in. 8 Power 4 teams received their third loss of the season last week. So it brings us to 30 out of 68 Power 4 teams remaining with 2 or fewer losses. So the last 5 weeks of the season, think of it as a survivor pool. Now, what I want to do with these rankings, highlight a few of these value wins that you might not be thinking of top of mind with some of these teams. So I'm going to start with number one. We got a new team at number one is Indiana. Now, OSU was on a bye, so IU's got the extra game there, 8-0. They have a win against Kennesaw State, who is 5-2, tied atop of Conference USA with a 3-0 conference record. And they're ranked 44th in Greg Palm. That's the top third of FBS.
Kennesaw State.
New to FBS as of last year.
Right.
Look, the headline for me with Indiana is still that win cross country at Oregon. And they're winning by nearly 30 points per game. It's the largest margin in the sport. Cignetti's got them rolling to the point where they don't overlook anybody. They destroy everything in their sight.
And there's no one on the horizon that they really should be concerned about. Nope. No longer concerned about that game to Happy Valley.
It's really just about a Big Ten title showdown with Ohio State, we think.
Yeah.
Number two is Texas A&M. 8-0, and this team showed they've got the goods winning at LSU. They got Brian Kelly fired. They've won in different ways. Because of their defense, they've gotten after teams. Because of Marshall Reed, who's, by the way, fourth in Heisman odds. And because of their special teams. KC Concepcion was a huge part of that demolition at LSU with his punt returns. They've got a bye before they're playing at Missouri.
Let me just ask you guys a question. Outside the numbers, Ohio State, Indiana, Texas A&M. Who do you think is the best team right now in the country?
Indiana.
I think so, too. Which is bizarre.
Wild.
Well, number three is Ohio State. Now, they're down two spots here because of the bye week. They've got 5 straight November games coming up. And they've got a win against Ohio. We've mentioned it before. Now, they're only adding 9 third-degree wins right now. And the Bobcats have 5 wins themselves, however. And in a league with as much parity as the MAC, I'm talking to Mr. MAC over here, every win becomes another valuable income stream for the Buckeyes. And by the way, Ohio is plus 200 to win the MAC.
Ohio State's biggest win right now has got to be going out to Washington, and that game is looking better and better.
Yes. Number four, Alabama. Gutsy win at a raucous South Carolina. And that game had big game feel to it. Kalen DeBoer thrives in the fourth quarter. This is almost like 2023 Washington again. They control their destiny along with A&M to get to Atlanta.
And I think what they've been able to do since that week one loss to Florida State, Kalen DeBoer has obviously steadied the ship. Ty Simpson has played, I mean, I'm not going to sit there and say he's played great, but right
now,
impressed. 20 touchdowns, only one interception throughout the course of the year, and they like to throw the ball around.
I think they're the best team in the SEC. I get why A&M's ahead of them because they're undefeated, but right. If these two teams played, I'd take Bama.
I think that's playing great, a 20-1 touchdown to interception.
Yeah, you could say he's playing great.
Number five is BYU, 8-0, down 10. Doesn't matter. They outscore Iowa State 24-3 in the second half of Ames.
Notable road win. They're going to have an even bigger game after their bye week. In 2 weeks, they go to Lubbock. No tortillas, but a tough place to play. And I think that's where they're going to pick up their first loss.
Number six is Ole Miss, 7-1, a win at Oklahoma, and they are all clear through November. I know Jim has talked about this. Good enough for Atlanta? Maybe not. Good enough for the playoff? Definitely.
Yeah. I mean, you look at South Carolina, and it drives me nuts, the SEC teams, and I'm glad these are going away, but to play the Citadel, it does them no benefit, because on the heels of that, Florida, Mississippi State in the Egg Bowl, like, I just don't understand it.
Yeah.
Number seven, Georgia Tech. Hey, it's King! 80% passing and 5 total touchdowns against Syracuse. 2 weeks ago, they had that narrow win at Wake Forest. That's 5-2 Wake Forest to you, who just upset SMU and have a win against the aforementioned Kennesaw State.
Georgia Tech, Haynes King, maybe in New York for the Heisman.
It should be at least there as part of the ceremony.
Number eight is Michigan. Now,
you're going to have to explain this one.
This is the sixth time we've had them crossing the bridge in or out. Now, come with me on this journey. They started in, lost to OU, they're out, beat Nebraska, back in, had a bye week, didn't get paid, back out. Win against Wisconsin, and the Nebraska win got a little better. Now they're back in. Lost to USC. Now they're out again. Beat Washington and MSU the last 2 weeks, and now they're back in. Remember that game against New Mexico? Remember old New Mexico, 70-plus players? Michigan looks meh in the game. Well, now both teams are 5-2 since that game, and New Mexico is 78th in the POM. Now, while not remarkable, that is significantly better than the 130-plus they were projected to before the start of the season. And shout out to Fire Up Chips, who have 5 wins themselves.
Right, and that's really where it comes from. It's the Chips. It's Nebraska, who's still at 6-2, stole a win last weekend. Obviously lost to USC, but Washington is a buoy for them.
And that's why Michigan is in this week and not last week. What do we have that last week? Washington beats Illinois.
Right.
Sure.
So it's big for Michigan and for Ohio State. Number nine is Georgia, 6-1, a week off as they prep for the cocktail party. Not quite out of the woods yet. They have Texas and Georgia Tech remain. They are in a spot to win one of those twos, and I like their chances of a 10-2 Georgia getting in the playoff, especially if the second loss is to undefeated Georgia Tech in Atlanta.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Okay, now we got slim pickings for the Greg Pomp Game of the Week this week. Admittedly, this is like when College Game Day would just stay in the studio one random week in early November.
Or they pick like a small school. They're at JMU for a week or something.
Right. Look, here's my selling point to this. It's a rivalry game. Neutral site, they're playing Florida, by the way, in Jacksonville cocktail party. There's going to be big game gravitas to this with a 3:30 ABC kick. And does Florida get a new coach bump?
No.
I think it could be a frisky spot. I do. They're getting 7.5 points.
It's also the highest rated opponent for a top 12 team this week.
Okay.
Number 10 is Miami. Rocky start versus Stanford, but a convincing win nonetheless. Remaining schedules not without pitfalls. NC State and at Pitt. But if this is the new Miami with the elite trenches that I still believe they have, I do expect them to finish 11-1.
This is the first time they leave the state of Florida when they play SMU.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Wild. Yeah,
it is bizarre. And it was kind of weird. The end of that Stanford game was like they were trying to make a statement against Frank Reich and Andrew Luck. I'm not sure what was going on in that last drive, but hey, whatever.
Number 11 is Louisville, 6-1 after an empty calorie win against BC. Remember that game against James Madison? That was so early in the season. The Tigers were up 8.5 games in the division. It was so long ago. It is JMU's only loss of the season to date. Wow. And they're on top of the Fun Belt and 37th in Greg Pomm.
So Louisville sitting there at number 11. Who's number 12?
Number 12, we got Notre Dame, 5-2 off a bye. They have a game coming up at Boston College who, cover your ears, Spartan fans, is the worst Power Four team in our rankings. We had forgotten all about Boise State. Now, remember preseason, Notre Dame, Boise looks like a high-level matchup, cross-sectional game. Well, both lose early. Notre Dame loses twice. Both teams haven't lost since that game, and Boise recently beat Vegas, and they're on top of the Mountain West.
Couple noteworthy takeaways here. You have three ACC teams in the top 12. We talk about who could be a beneficiary getting an extra spot this year. Maybe it's the ACC. I noticed no Oregon, no Texas Tech, no Vandy. Clearly those teams can still win their way in with some favor in the next month here.
And I mean, it's a tightrope to walk for Notre Dame, except for the fact that from here on out, there's... And we talked about this. Hey, you lose the first two games. Other than the USC game, which they handled well, there's not a marquee matchup because it's Boston College, which we just talked about.
Sure.
Navy.
Undefeated Navy.
Navy undefeated, which will be, I'm guessing, maybe the Greg Pomm game of the week when that arrives.
That's a night game on NBC when they play in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
We're getting down to it, guys. Like I said, I think, what is it, next week we get into November and we're going to get the official college football playoff rankings. We'll do some cross-referencing, but you are going to play your way in this 12-team playoff. It's Greg Pomm. It's 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.